Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special edition of Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Just, Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
Doing great, Neil. Today, I want to read a religious exemption letter that you can use if your employer forces you to get the vax or to be terminated. You have permission to copy this, fill in the blanks for your own personal information, and then you can use it to present to your employment. And you can get this this letter by emailing me at wynn@wynnhenderson.com or going to my website, which is revwynnhendersonmd.com. So here we go. Here's the letter to whoever. On, and put in today's day, I was notified by, put in the name of your employer, that all employees must be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and provide proof thereof or face disciplinary process, which includes possible termination of our employment. This letter will serve as my formal notice to, put in the name of the business, of the following. In spite of the fact that the FDA only approved COVID-19 vaccine to be named Comirnaty, which has not been manufactured at this time and is not available in the USA, this information was found in an FDA letter on the CDC's website approving the Comirnaty vaccine and only extending the EUA for the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. Therefore, all COVID-19 vaccines are still experimental and for EUA use only. Per the EUA's federal regulations and the Nuremberg Code, they are still completely voluntary and no one can force a human being to participate in this experiment. Receiving the COVID-19 vaccination would violate my sincerely held religious convictions, practices, and or observances. The following is a description of my religious beliefs that prevent me from receiving the COVID-19 vaccination. I am a Christian and I have closely held religious convictions that prevent me from getting a COVID vaccine. The authority I adhere to is the Bible, and that authority is derived from God. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 KJV. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. So shall thy find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lead not into thine own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3:4-6 KJV. I will praise thee for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 139:14. In the image of God, Genesis 1:27, and need to keep my body, which is indwelt by the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 6:19, unpolluted. That Christ is my great physician and will heal me and provide according to his will, John 5:1-9, KJV. If we learn to follow God's instructions and profitably care for what God has given us, we will receive a reward, which includes reigning with Jesus Christ when he returns to establish the kingdom of God on this earth. Revelation 5:10. The COVID vaccines are new technology containing neurotoxins, carcinogens, chemical waste, and other hazardous substances that are harmful to my body and are produced using practices that violate my closely held religious convictions. Not only are the vaccines excipients considered contaminants from a biblical standpoint, the excipients themselves are often contaminated. In the Bible, blood represents the life force of the human or animal. Human blood was to be kept pure under all circumstances and free of contaminants. Human blood components are in an excipient in the mRNA vaccines. Because receiving the COVID-19 vaccine would violate my sincerely held religious convictions, I hereby request an accommodation of those convictions with respect to recently imposed vaccination requirements. Under Title VII of the Federal Civil Rights Law, an employer may not discharge or otherwise discriminate against an individual because of the individual's religion. 42 U.S.C. 2000E 212A1. As the U.S. Supreme Court has held, this law requires an employer to seek to accommodate an employee whenever there is a conflict between a requirement of the employer and the employee's religious beliefs, practices, or observance. See Trans World Airlines, Inc. versus Hardison, 432 U.S. 63, 1977. An accommodation that fully eliminates the conflict with my religious convictions must be provided unless all and any accommodations would impose undue hardship. To the extent the law of certain states imposes a similar duty to accommodate their religious convictions, practices, and or observances of employees, I hereby invoke any and all rights under state law as well. Having been formally notified by, put in the name of the business, of the conflict between COVID-19 vaccination requirements and my religious convictions, I look forward to receiving a prompt and timely manner your decision on what accommodation you will provide. Failing that, I reserve my right to pursue my legal remedies available to me with the EEOC, filing a complaint with this Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And that you can find at https://www.eeoc.gov/youth/how-file-complaint, or otherwise in accordance with established law. Sincerely yours, and sign your name. You can get a copy of this document by requesting it, like I said, at win@winhenderson.com, or go over to my website, www.revwinhendersonmd.com, if you need to file a religious exemption letter to keep your job.
Thank you again for this information. It's great for people to have an option than having to be forced to take the vax.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, that was Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Justice, Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. Take care.